Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. It's your girl TT from the D, everybody. I hope that you had a great evening yesterday. I know I rested well, and I am ready for today to get this morning popping. And I can't think of a better guest to get this energy flowing this morning than the gentleman that I'm going to have on. I've been blessed to have him on our show before. I think I've had him twice on before, and I'm working on getting on my Tap In Tuesday. So be patient, everybody. He's coming. He's going to be coming. But right now, we're getting ready to unpack what he's been cooking up. And so before we bring my amazing guest into this spot, I do want to thank all of the listeners globally. I know that it's 6 a.m. here in the D, but anywhere around the world, it could be whatever time, knowing that we have listeners global. You know I got people like over in Bahrain. We're totally different time zones, and I know I have a lot of listeners there. So not just there, but other countries. So to all of you guys that listen, whatever the time is, whether you're having coffee, tea, water, milk, or mimosa, because somebody's having a mimosa somewhere, salute to you. Now let's get into this. Okay, so my guy that I'm bringing in, you probably know him best from his work, his unique work, his signature work from Gandhi Vision Photography. And I have to say unique because when I had the pleasure of meeting him about 3 years ago, he was shooting one of the artists who I work with, Christina Benjamin. And when I went in, I'm not gonna lie, he was very intimidating to me. Not in a negative way though, right? But it was just like he was about his business. And I have to say this, and this is no shade to nobody. I really am not trying to put no shade out there. But I've never seen a more serious guy in their element. I have to say that. And when I walked in, it was like everything was intact. He didn't have like no team there. He ran and did everything himself. He trusted the process. He explained everything that we were going through. He had things on deck if you needed things to help you get yourself together. It was just amazing. And then he took us out on location, and that was amazing to kind of show us how he gets into his zone. So right now we're going to focus on his upcoming, well, it's already here, but his project, The Port. And when I tell you, y'all not ready for what I've been able to lay my eyes on, and I'm trying to see how can I be down, right? I'm like, look, what you need, somebody to carry some rope. What you need? You need somebody to get like, what you need, because it's greatness, right? And so without any further ado, because I could talk about him all by myself, but then you'd be like, damn, TT, I tuned in to listen to him, not to you. You're right. So I want to welcome to the Top of the Morning Show, my guy, Ness. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, my friend. How are you?
I am well. Man, first of all, I got to say thank you. I appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule because you know, I know that you're always on the go. You're always grinding. You're always in work mode. So I thank you in advance.
Oh, yeah. You know, I told you, I got you whenever. You know, I don't talk to no one, actually, but you.
Now, see, I'm geeked up. And I am amped about that, too, because I was just telling Swift, I said, you know, I think I'm one of the only podcasters that's been lucky enough to get Ness on. I said, and I think I might be one of the first outside of his own podcast to even be able to interview about The Port. So he was like, for real? I was like, yeah, I think so. So he's like, that's dope. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. So for my listeners, because as I have a saying before I brought you in, we got listeners globally. You know, I've been blessed since the last time I had you on. Thank you, King. I appreciate that. I've been blessed to get, you know, my platform put on. When you and I first started out, I think it was just anchored.fm, and then it evolved and grew. And so now it's on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music as well. So
yeah, I've seen all the buttons. Yeah, I've seen the buttons have grown. I was like, gee.
I know, right? And to be honest, fam, I didn't know. You know, somebody happened to tell me, like I was sitting on the Anchor app, and it was like, well, I don't have Anchor. I was like, oh, you don't need the app to listen. They was like, no, I listen on another platform. So I was looking at, like, I said, you must be listening to somebody else's show. They're like, no, I'm listening to TT from the D. And I was like, on what platform? And it's like, you're on iHeartRadio. I was like, no, I'm not on iHeart. There's like, TT, you're on iHeart. So I had to go on the app and look. I said, damn it, I am on iHeartRadio. I was like, okay. So yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So let's get down to it. I would love for you to tell our listeners globally about you, what you do, before we jump into this juicy interview about the port.
Well, what I do is anything that has to do with visuals, you know. I've been in the game a long time, and now society has caught up to what I've always believed was the key anyway now, but everybody's looking at it like content is king. Like, you know, if a tree fell in the woods, no one seen it. Did it fall? Or did anyone care it fell? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They want to see stuff. And my job is, you know, with my clients, is to make it look better than it actually is, or, you know, just enlighten what we're looking at, you know, whether it be a portrait or a small clip, a movie, a video, you know, whatever got to do with video. So that's it in a nutshell, really.
Okay, I see how you put that, humbly speaking, because there's so many layers to you. As I said before, you do, I'm always finding myself in wow mode when we conversate and we talk quite often. So I'm grateful you're always dropping jewels and I'm always catching them. Please understand, I'm always catching them. So how did you come up with your project that you're working on now that's getting ready to just take things to the next level?
Well, I shot my first film in 2000. And at the time, it was no platform to put it on. And for some reason, my journey took me to, it was about two guys hustling on the east side of Detroit. And they said, hey man, it ain't no money in Detroit. We got to go out of town. And so we ended up going to Maryland, the DC area. You know, the whole, what is it, the DMV?
Mm-hmm, DMV, yeah.
DMV. So we went to that area, Washington, Maryland, and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And so we shooting down there, right? Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst that it's this little show coming out called The Wire. Mm. that was just like my movie. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm a big fan of The Wire. And when it came, it's just like nothing I could do. So now that's on the shelf. I can't do nothing with what I have because it's not even in comparison. Though I even had a female killer, and then because I wanted to be different, but then they came up with Snoop,
yes,
which was the female killer. You see what,
yes,
I'm saying? So it was so parallel. I was just like, what the? Okay. Cool. So fast forward, I started working with this young artist, shot a movie. As some of the artists do, they start feeling themselves. We didn't see eye to eye, so he did something sneaky, so I pulled the project. Mm-hmm. That project was finished. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then, fast forward, I'm working with my guy, Trick. We shoot a whole movie, had the premiere. We did it before everybody did it. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even Diesel, which is in a lot of movies now on Tubi and other places. Mm-hmm. He was in this movie first.
Wow.
But by Trick being a perfectionist, he's still tweeting and twitching and tweaking to this day on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not out because he's a perfectionist.
Right.
So what I did was just went upon it myself and just did my own. Because what happens with a lot of people, especially, and I'll say for my generation, mm-hmm, we suffer from a thing called paralysis by analysis. You know, we want stuff to be so perfect that we paralyze ourselves and it never happens.
Wow.
So I just made sure that I took that defect off of this project and say, and now I got another saying, let it fly, let it die. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So I shot it and let it fly, you know what I mean? Ain't no such thing as perfection. You got to get it out there, you know? That's that, you know.
I like that. So let's see. How did you come up with the title of your show, The Port?
Well, that was funny because I shot some of it up in Port Huron. That's where my studio is.
Yes.
And I called it Family Ties. The original name was called Family Ties. Nothing lasts forever. That was the subtitle.
Oh, wow.
But when you look around, how many shows you know Family Ties? There's a lot of them.
Yes.
That's a lazy name.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to my sister who's in the business out in L.A. She said, bro, name it Port Huron. And I was like, heck no, nah, I ain't listening to no Port Huron. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that.
Right.
But I know, you know, she was on the squad or the team at Priority. She helped sign NWA to Priority. So I don't want to just not understand or take what she's saying as like talk, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it was like a compromise. She said, Port Huron. I thought about it. I said, well, no, I'm going to name it the Port. And she said, that's it. So that's where we went.
And I like it. When you first let me know about it, I'm like, the Port. That just makes you want to know, what is it about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the name alone. And I never even thought about it had anything to do with Port Huron. I never would have thought that. Right?
Right.
I'm like, are you talking about like the ports you leave out on a cruise? Like, well, you know, like, is that the port, Port Canaveral? I was like, well, I can't wait, right? I wanted to know. So what was your favorite part about writing the script for your characters?
You know, I never really thought about that. It's just one of those things that I wanted to get out of my head onto a platform that would, you know, a manifest mm-hmm. that people could see what I was thinking. And again, you'll find yourself in the same place of paralysis because your brain and your ideas, that arena is infinite. You got the biggest budget in the world in your brain. People act like you want them to act in your brain. They're where you want them to be in your brain. But when you're dealing with real life, budgets, timing, people working, and all that, you find yourself in almost a total compromise, and then it'll frustrate you to where you just like, you know what, I can't do it, I'm not gonna do it. So what I wrote and what you see are two different things, because it was a total compromise to get it done. I had different visions for the characters and different visions for just everything, but I didn't want to paralyze myself, and so I worked around with different people's schedules and personalities and, you know, husbands, and like, oh, you can't have this kind of scene because I don't want to, you know, mess your husband up and when you go home pissed at you
right.
You didn't had a, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying, like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I and see, when you're dealing with art, this is what you don't want to do. You know what I mean? But you got to deal with real people and stuff like that. And because I didn't have the luxury of going to hire, you know, all these well-known or this is what they do, talent as far as actors and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I understand that comes with it. Hey, put a sock on and get it in. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, so, it was a total compromise, but I'm happy. I'm happy with, you know, with the results. So.
Yeah. Because what I've seen, man, I was blown away. And then you said, it's not even done. It's not even finished. It's raw. I'm like, wait a minute. That was raw what I saw? Shit. Well, I'm scared to see the finished thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, the quality is, imagine theater, AMC theater quality. You know, when you do even your photography and your videography, it's always, that's why I said, I told you this and I meant it. I have to have you one day shoot me. You know, I just have to have that signature, because you have a signature. Like, you could tell your work. You know what I mean? And so
I hear that. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I know when I see your work, and it just be like, damn, like, it's like, yeah. That's why I'm like, I gotta be. It's almost like somebody saying, I wanna be painted by Picasso. I don't know. I wanna be on one of those canvases because that's that quality of work. So when you see people, and then to be able to actually see you behind the scenes, when I met you, and I was saying this since I was doing your intro, I was like, you know, I was a little intimidated because I was like, I never really saw anybody, a man, and I said, and fellas, y'all know I got a lot of people, I love y'all, but in this realm, first of all, having your own studio like you do, being able to do everything in-house, and you were solo dolo. I'm like, where his team? I'm looking around like, ain't no team. And you weren't slacking nor lacking. You weren't running behind. You was right on point. You was on target. And I love working with people that's like that. It was like an effortless, you made the work not be work, but it was work.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I have no ego.
Mm.
You know, I'm anti-ego. You know, the things that I don't like about the industry, I work on not being that, you know, because in my journey, the two most arrogant people that I've met are musicians and photographers. Not saying all, but for the most part, you know, I'm talking real musicians that can play all the instruments and all, and then photographers, you know, I'm even back to the film.
Yeah.
These people, they have a certain attitude, and I was like, I'm not gonna be that. So I don't have a problem with holding your dress for you to steam it, or me steaming the dress, or holding the light or a reflector. I don't have a problem. It's all about getting the job done.
Yeah.
And that's how it is with me. And I want everybody that's in my place to feel like it's your place.
And you did give that. You gave that feeling to Christina. And for me coming on as her artist assistant, it was just like, she's like, damn, I need a safety pin. And so I remember coming. You was like, oh, yeah, open a drawer to the top. And I said, well, he got everything you could possibly think you need. I was like, well, damn. It was just so inviting. And you did make us feel comfortable. You gave us free range of space. It wasn't like, oh, you can't go in that room, you can't touch that, you can't go in there. You gave us a tour, and we still was on time. And then where the magic happened is when we broke bread, when we sat out and had dinner. It was, and got to really go from a business aspect to personal. And that's where my magnetic intentions was like, damn, like the spiritual realm, like worldly, you had it on lock because you had everything going on. It's in the game. I recognize and understand and respect it. But when you start talking from another level, and you know the conversations we were having, it was just powerful. Yeah. And it left us in a, even our ride back from the studio, we talked about you the whole ride and the experience, you know. So, and then, you know me, I reached out to you, and I've been in touch with you ever since.
Right. But, you know, I told you the last time, never, ever, ever say in our conversation, do you remember me? I was like, what?
You
do you remember?
You did.
Don't ever say, that's like cussing at me. Do you remember me? What you just say?
You are right. And you got me together. I said, man, all right, you gathered me real quick with that. I'm like, all right, got you. Oh, here we go. So let me ask you, when it comes to your actors, what process did you use when you started selecting the people to bring to life the script that you wrote?
Honestly, it's just a couple people that had real acting experience, and it showed. It really showed. A few people had been in some commercials, some movies that was on Tubi and other networks. It really showed. But the people that had no experience, I learned that anybody can act as long as they can follow direction. That's why a lot of them came off so organic, because they wasn't trying to reach into nothing except for what they were told. Just like when I do a photography, when I do a shoot, a person that's used to doing the duck lips with their phone and taking selfies, those are the worst people to take photos of. Because they so used to getting their own angles and, you know, making it perfect. They want to see every picture you take. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, so it's the same with actors. A lot of times, you know, if you get somebody fresh and don't take themselves that serious, but they there to do the job, you'll get the most organic person. So that's how I selected. I was like, okay, I need you for this part. And then sometimes I switched up actually what the part was, you know, pertaining to who I was dealing with. I said, well, I want them to do this part, but they're not going to be exactly what I had in mind. And that's what I was saying earlier. I compromised my characters. Just, you know, like I said, I want to get it done. But now that the movie's done, they've seen it, they ready to go on part two, and they feel like seasoned vets, so they ready to do anything.
That's what's up.
They ready to go. So we've grown through the process, you know?
Okay. What is one misconception you think people have about filming and working on projects such as yours?
That it's just easy and somebody else doing it. It's the biggest misconception. If you could do it, I could do it, which is true in a sense, but you have to understand that when you're dealing with people, multiple personalities, time schedules, that is the hardest thing, because people don't know that 80% of projects that are attempted fail, never reach completion.
Wow.
People die, people get sick, people change their mind. You know, just anything can happen with a big cast. You know, if you're doing a movie, if you don't get that movie shot within 10 days, anything liable to happen. And you better pray in those 10 days. You know, my movie was supposed to take a couple of weeks. Well, the first part that I shot it in a day and a half.
Wow.
And a week later, I was in the hospital on the machine, and they telling me that I wasn't going to make it because of COVID.
Yeah.
Now, that could have been the end of that project. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it took, another year and a half later, I said, okay, let me finish it, because it was only 20 minutes at the time, and that wasn't long enough to be a short.
Mm-hmm.
Or it wasn't nothing to write home about. So I said, I need to finish this.
Mm-hmm.
But due to all these people's schedules and things of that accord, it took 5 months after that. So it was like, now I got 5 to 6 months that I'm praying that this happens. Some shots, some scenes I still didn't get, but I was like, that's it. Stop the bleeding. It's done. You know what I mean? So that's just how that happened.
Well,
that's the hardest part to answer your question.
No, I got it. I'm sure our listeners, they grasp it, because you broke that down real smooth. And you can't misunderstand that. And if somebody did, I'm not sure what. Maybe we were distracted. I don't know. So
yeah, when you do a multiple, I don't mean to cut
no,
you
no,
off,
go ahead.
You remember how many people are in the movie. So that in itself is dangerous. If I suggest if someone's going to do a movie, you know, keep it down to a minimum of, you know, 5 people, you know what I mean? You have 5 people and have the money to take care of them and get it done in a quick sense, you know what I mean? Don't just be waiting 5-6 months, because anything can happen, and then you'll be in that big part of the 80% of failure.
Now that brings a question that was not planned. So when you say get your 5 people, are you talking about entirety in the whole project, or are you saying your main characters?
I mean, I would just say 5 people. Like, write something. If this your first time, you don't have a lot of money, keep it simple. You remember that movie? I don't know the name of it, but it was black and white, and it had Denzel's son and Zendaya. It was just them two in a house. You know what I'm saying? It was them two in a house, and it was in black and white. I can't think of the name right now, but it went over pretty well. But, you know, I just looked at that, was like, man, that looks like that. So, you know, that was, they was arguing and making up and, you know, that
kind of
stuff.
No, I don't. But I'm going to tell you a movie that I laughed at, and they had, I think, 3 to 5 at best characters, and it went and made more money than they could have ever imagined. That was the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And when it came out, it was just like, this is stupid. And but it was just like, it was a genius move, I thought, as well, when I started to look at it later in life. Like, y'all clearly just made something, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, so I get what you're saying on that sense when you can say make it, keep it simple. Now, let me ask you this. Are you open to, if somebody says, you know what, Ness, I have a movie that I wrote and I would love to pitch the movie to you. Are you accepting scripts, ideas, willing to work with other people?
No.
And
you know why?
I was just gonna say, what's your why?
It takes too much of your life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, when you do a movie, it takes your life. You know? I'm not one of them kind of people that just want to shoot 1,000 movies a year. Me, I would like to do 2 to 3 projects a year. That's it.
Wow.
Because I'm one of those people, I'm wired, I have a extreme personality. So I'm all in. See, it's not a job to me. I don't go home and sleep it off and be like, you know, no, it's constant.
Got it.
And you have to cater to your cast, your crew. I'm talking sound man, cameraman. You know, I've seen situations where hard drives have crashed and whole days' work have been lost. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is too, it's too much. Like, I myself did not breathe until I uploaded my film to the distributor. So I'm out and about having a good time wondering, is my hard drive going to crash? Is it going to be stolen? And then I backed it up in 6 places. So again, I'm getting obsessive with this stuff until it's in someone else's hands. So imagine doing that stuff with other people. It's like, I can't.
I got that.
Now, what I will do, I will lend my talents as a DP. I'll come and shoot what you direct me to shoot, and then I'll leave you your footage and see you later.
I got you. Okay, I got you. So they still would be able to get blessed with your skill set, your body of work, just not in its entirety. Okay, I got you. Yeah, okay.
I have to, you know, pass some responsibility off to someone else. That's the part that will age you fast, you know what I mean? Being totally responsible for a project. I don't want to do that.
I respect that. So here's my last question for you this morning, and then
last question.
I know, but you know, at the top of the morning, so it only lasts 30 minutes now.
Okay.
And so, but you know what? That means that you got to come back again. So that's all. That's
for sure.
Yeah. So my last question about this, because I need to talk to you about your podcast, and so that's a whole nother. See, that gives me that segue, that door. Like, so Ness, I need to get on your calendar. So you kind of tapped in on it a little bit. I do know the answer to this, but I want the listeners to have a clear understanding. You finished your project. Everything is ready to go. You're ready to put it into somebody's hands, as you said, so you could breathe and say, "Ooh, this is a complete project." What was your process for creating the release plan?
Well, again, content is key. Instead of running around trying to find someone to get me on their platform, not knowing what their platform is about, or I'm mixing in a platform that's got all kind of other agenda topics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is not like yours. Like, you have a platform that I feel, not only because I look at you as family and friend, you have a platform that I trust, you know? So that's just one outlet, though. So I created one to give one of my models and actress a job, and to interview the cast and speak on the port with the quality of visual and sound that people would be automatically attracted to, and we control the content. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Just being able to do it, and I did it because I'm able to do it. And also, like I said, it's called Sit with Brit, and it helps one of the other people do their thing in the downtime of while I'm landing this project where it needs to be. Nothing stops. We keep it moving.
Absolutely.
You was already taken. I was just like, man, TT, she would kill this, man. But she already taken, man. She over there doing her thing on Spotify and Radio 1. And, you know, I know disrespect to sit with Brit, man. But I was like,
I would have loved that, too. Because, you know, the energy and the vibe that you have, like, it's just dope. Like, when we conversate 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, we've been on the phone for a long time, and it's like, right. It's not a boring, like, we're sitting here like, oh, okay, yeah. No, it's constantly like, okay, so what about this? And then you constantly just driving in the knowledge, and I'm receiving it. So it would have been an honor to sit there like, damn, I can, maybe one day I can come one day I can come and co-host with Brit one time as a guest.
No, we'll get your own show. It ain't. Get your own segment. It don't need to be two. Not two.
Okay.
Maybe you can interview Brit.
I definitely would do that. without a doubt. You know, I definitely could do that. So that brings me, so as we segue ourselves out of there this morning, I definitely want you to come back. Do you think it's a good chance that when you come back and we solely focus on the podcast that you can bring Brit?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. And you know, so if somebody wanted to audition for your next run, how could they do that?
Once I get these dates of when it's gonna be released and all that, mm-hmm. I'm gonna put some stuff out there because I got a few characters that I gotta add.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll put some stuff out there. I'll get with you on that for sure.
Okay.
Maybe you'll have some suggestions, and because I'm not one that just like dealing with people that I don't know. Like, and I know I have to get out of that. But I have to meet people through people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I understand.
It's just I don't have time to vet people from zero.
Yeah.
And that's how the industry works. You know, people think that they can just walk up and say audition and sing and all that. It's like you do better when you come through somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if you like you, I didn't have to vet you. You was kind of grandfathered in, so to speak. Because you came through good people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you just happen to be a good people yourself. You know, birds of a feather flock together for the most part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all that was. I was just like, oh, man, And then come to find out, you know, a lot of things that I found out, I was like, whoa, okay, that's a movie in itself.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Wow.
But we're getting that on another time.
And we are, and we will, and we shall, because I'm like, when you do that and put it out there, I would love to be one of the platforms that has the opportunity to say, hey, you know, you're gonna be casting for this, and whatever mm-hmm. way you do that, that would be amazing. And you know, I'm about to put my bean in. I'm like, okay, so before I help you, I'm about to help myself. Okay, I'm about to see what's going on with myself. For sure. But yeah,
and I pray I answered all your questions.
You did.
I didn't rant too much because I'm not.
You didn't rant at all. How about that? Okay. You didn't rant at all. It was clear. It was on point. And like I said, if somebody says, "Well, I didn't," well, I'm not sure if he was distracted or whatever. But that's the beautiful thing I always say about podcasting. You can always go back and say, "Damn, he said this or she said that," and I didn't quite catch it. Well, you go back and listen to the top of the show. That's why it's the top of the morning. And so, you know, you can listen to it. And a lot of the jewels that you dropped this morning with these, you know, with our listeners, they could say, you know what? I'm going to take that. Like, you had a catchphrase. You had a nice saying. And I was like, that's a whole t-shirt. The second one, the second phrase you said, and I got to go back and listen.
Paralysis by analysis?
Nope, that was the first one. So it was the second one. Let it fly or what?
Oh yeah, let it fly, let it die.
I love that. I live by that. Oh my God, I love that. When you said it, I was like, damn, that's a shirt. That's a shirt. And especially working in production, you know what I mean? I could just totally see you with your logo on there, and you know your girl will rock it, because I'm like, that shit's dope. That's dope.
I want to also reiterate that movie was called Malcolm and Marie. It came out in 2021. It's two people in the whole movie. So, hey, start with that.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to look that up. And the next time we talk, not the next, because I know we'll talk before this interview next. But the next time we interview, I'm going to be able to tell you what it was about, because I'm interested to know that there was another film out here. I'm pretty sure it was plenty of them out here, but it was only two people. And for me, you got to be able to hold my attention. Like, if you ain't right. Get me in the beginning, I'm like, all right, I'm on to the next thing. So I'm like, I don't got time to be wasting.
And it's in black and white.
I love a good black and white movie, and they don't do that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, 2021, a black and white movie. So.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. Okay. Well, Ness, it's been a pleasure, as always, to interview you. I definitely would love to have you come back and bring Brett, and I want to just unpack your podcast, because I know some amazing things, and it could tap into, you know, the revamping of your studio. What people can even look at with that, and what you have to offer for podcasters, and you got a lot going on. So I'm so grateful that I'll be able to do a round two with you. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yep, it's a must.
Okay, for sure.
I got you when you're ready, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you, fam. You have a wonderful rest of your day. And listeners, you guys go. Now, for our people that want to follow you, Ness, could you tell them how they can follow you?
Ghani Vision. I am Ghani Vision on Instagram. Ghani Vision Photography on Facebook. And Ghani Vision TV on YouTube. You know, it's slowly starting over there, but we're getting around to it.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all heard it right here on the TT from the D. And be on the lookout for the port. When I tell y'all, the quality is amazing. And I'm not just saying this because we're friends. I mean, I one thing about me, I'm not going to just tell you something that, I mean, first of all, you wouldn't be on the show. That would be another thing. And it wouldn't be so intimate. You know what I'm saying? It's very intimate. But, the work, like, I am a fan of your work. I love looking at the photos. I get lost. Like, the models are always beautiful, of course, but the quality, I look at other stuff and it's like, damn, how did he get that? And you know, because I'm secretly in my spirit want to be a photographer. I got a camera, I think I told you a long time ago, I have a nice ass camera. That boy catching dust in the case, because I'm like, I took a photography class, and then You know what's going on with my mom. Stuff started happening with my mother, and I had to just not show up to the classes. And then when I got ready to go back, the professor had left. And then I was just like, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be, you know. But I love pictures. People used to make fun of me about, damn, you always taking pictures. I love photos. I've been doing this since I was a kid. I just never really honed in on the craft and did anything with it. But I think if I could be doing something else outside of all the things I do, I think it would have been to be a photographer. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So, but much love to you. I will be in touch with you and everybody. You guys have a wonderful day. And remember, you could catch here myself and whomever. Maybe sometimes I'm solo dolo. Sometimes I have amazing guests like Ness every morning, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. right here. Either you're listening on dope show and informative information. All right, next, I will see you soon, fam.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.